About the scrimmage the other day?
Better than the first scrimmage, just from a, you know, still good and bad on both sides, but more competitive. And still too many drops, still jumped offside too many times, but improvement, you know. So I was encouraged by both sides on some of the things that I saw, but you know, still long way away from being game ready or anything like that, but we're making progress. And I thought today was a gut check type practice. Today was a tough practice for them, and I thought they pushed through it well and had a good strong finish. But Monday will be our last day as a unit on both sides. We'll do a little half scrimmage day, and then because Wednesday we'll split the team and we'll play the game. So today was a real critical practice as far as what we were trying to finish up with. But, you know, we're in a good place. I see our D-line getting better. I think we got some guys making some real improvements. Xavier Kelly might have had his best day today. Darnell's getting better. He can definitely do it. Encouraged by him and Tyler Davis and E.T. and Rook. And those guys have made a lot of progress. Got a long way to go, but they're coming. And so I'm encouraged about what I've seen by those guys. And that's kind of where most of the focus has been, just simply because you got a bunch of guys that are getting reps in there that really haven't played. You know, outside of that, I think we're right on track.
You spoke to Darion. What are you seeing with him on the other side of the ball?
He's doing good. I threw him over and worked a little wide out today in our one-on-one drill. And just kind of he went right in there and ran a great route, caught the ball. He's a legit dude, man, that can play either side. So it's nice. It's a nice luxury for us to have a guy that could probably be a starter for us on either side of the ball. So, you know, we're just going to continue to work him, you know, like we've been doing, and we'll see, you know, how it all plays out as we move on forward in the season.
How rare is it to have someone that's able to that quickly pick up what he's done?
Rare. You know, simply because it's more so than the scheme is the mindset. It's just the mindset and the ability to do it at a high level on both sides. I haven't been around many guys that can just transition like that. But he's a unique guy. He's very, very skilled, very tough, very instinctive and smart football player, obviously, to be able to do that. You know, that's why you don't see many guys that can do that. I mean, Adam Humphries could do it. He could have started for us on either side of the ball, for sure. Ray Ray could have started for us on either side of the ball, but he didn't really want to do it, you know. DK, he's like, put me in, coach. I just want to play ball, and I love that. So he's just got the right mindset, you know. And he's just a really good football player that's going to help this team. He'll still have opportunities to touch the ball. If he ends up making defenses home come fall, he'll still be a guy that'll touch the ball in some form or fashion, whether it's return game, mix him in on offense, just depending. It might be a year from now, we may move him back, who knows, you know, or he may stay at wide out and we may package him, you know, but he gives us a lot of options, so it's been a really good spring. Spring is when you try to find out, and like I said, some guys, you know, that I think, you know, whether it's a defensive guy working over an offensive guy, they don't really want to do it. You know, they don't really have or they don't have the mindset for it. But he does. He does. And then obviously the ability to learn it is even more impressive.
Our first time talking to you since Amari's injury. Obviously you're so deep at wide receiver, but I guess it means more snaps for DK there at that position. And you're working with DeAndre there too, is that right?
Yeah, well, we really didn't affect anything with DK. I mean, we've got really good depth, and everybody's here. You know, it'd be different if the three freshmen weren't coming till the summer. But all three of those guys are here, so we've got lots of options. We cross-train those guys. Jeff does a nice job. That's one of the things I always challenge him in, is, you know, cross-train as many guys as we can. So it just gives you options to get the best people on the field. And you got some guys that are very capable of playing three positions. Some you just have to kind of get them. Like right now, we're asking Ngata and Frank to just learn one thing, and let's just get them a let's walk before we run. But TJ Chase and Cornell and Will and DeAndre, those are guys that could, you know, we can move around and ask them to do different things. And it's been really good for DeAndre, really good. You know, he's made a lot of big plays for us. You know, he's quietly, he's a sneaky, he's a guy that can flat out play. He sometimes, you know, can get lost in the shuffle when you look at Justin and T, and those are probably high round picks one day if they stay healthy and keep progressing. And but DeAndre's a guy that'll have a chance to play at the next level too. And so his ability to move around a little bit has been good. He got banged up today, nothing serious, but he might be out a few days too. So you know, it's just more opportunity for Speck and TJ and Cornell and those guys that all been kind of working in there in that slot spot.
A couple of the coaches that were walking off a minute ago, all they could talk about was Joseph Ngata. I take it he continues to shine.
Yeah, he and Frank took a step forward the other day. They weren't ready for the stadium that first scrimmage. They had been really, 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 really good over here. And then all of a sudden, you get, it's just amazing. You get over in that stadium, and it's just different. And they didn't have a very good scrimmage, but I thought they bounced back the other day. And then both of them had a good day today. So, yeah, they're just two really good players, as is Specter. You know, Specter, he's a special talent as well. So we really hit. We hit a home run on all three of those guys. That's as good a group as we've ever signed, you know, collectively.
Mario said the other day he thought Brandon might actually be a little bit quicker than Renfro. Have you seen that, or is he?
He's bigger. He's bigger and a lot stronger. But I don't know if I'm ready to go there. But he can run. He's explosive. He's got great size and good range and good ball skills. But he's just a different type player than Renfro, but he's going to be really good.
Did he slow down for Jalen Lay a little bit?
Yeah. A little bit. He's still battling a little. That's just kind of where he is. I mean, it's going to take him. I'm hoping for him, once we sit down after spring and kind of map out what we need him to do this summer, if he'll go do it, I think he'll be in a much better place come camp. But right now he's still. It's just the game is fast. But he has made a lot. It has slowed down some, but he's still got a ways to go.
What's the big thing you look for in the spring game, kind of the first time guys playing in front of a crowd?
That's that right there, how they're going to respond in that environment. You know, and the biggest thing is the 17 mid-years that for the first time are going to get a chance to kind of be exposed to that. And even though it's just a spring game, it's a big deal for a lot of those guys. And for them to kind of go out there and breathe a little bit, it just gives you a great chance to coach them and for them to grow from that experience.